November was a month full of awesome ultra races and inspirational stories. There was a lot of action all around the world, taking us from the United States to Europe to India. On today's episode, we'll recap the latest and greatest happenings in the ultra cycling world, including past events, guests on our show, and things to look forward to coming soon to this show. If you're busy and on the go, be sure to tune in from your favorite audio streaming platform, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I'm your host, Justin Tu. Let's roll. Hey Ultra Family, Justin Tu here, your host of the Ultra Cycling Show. Let's start our news episode by covering the recent events on the Ultra Cycling calendar and those highlighted in our show. The virtual Revolve 24, powered by Full Gas, was held on November 21st and 22nd. By the end of the event, all the participants over the three challenges rode a combined distance of 25,590.81 kilometers, or 15,900 miles, and climbed a total of 346,730 meters, just about 1.1 million feet. There were 43 competitors in the 24-hour challenge, with the Charlton Kings Velo 4-man team representing the United Kingdom completing the most stages, 22 of them, with a cumulative distance ridden of 708.50 kilometers, or 441 miles. Behind them was the 2-man Gravel Devils team from the Netherlands. In third overall was the 4-female team Internationales, Julianne, Rianne, Michelle, and Lou, representing the UK, USA, and Australia. Matt Seward, representing the United Kingdom, clocked the most miles in the solo division with 636.03 kilometers ridden, or 395 miles, over 19 stages. Just 2.3 kilometers, or 1.4 miles, behind him in second place was Lindsay McRae, also from the UK, and rounding out the podium in third place from the USA was Christian Collins, 22.44 kilometers, or 13.94 miles, behind Lindsay. There were 10 racers competing in the 12-track challenge, a 323-kilometer course about 200 miles with a cumulative elevation of 4,534 meters, almost 15,000 feet. A regular on our show, Slovenian ultra legend Marco Ballo, placed first in the solo division and second overall in a time of 10 hours, 15 minutes, and 19 seconds, just behind the 4-person male team of Velocity VF with a total time of 9 hours, 39 minutes, and 45 seconds. Megan Hakkinen was the first solo female to finish in a time of 10 hours, 36 minutes, and 41 seconds. The 6-track challenge saw 25 competitors, with Anthony Parcells placing first overall as a solo racer in a time of 4 hours, 31 minutes, and 42 seconds. In third place overall was the first solo female finisher, Jasmine Mueller, in a time of 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 51 seconds. Second place overall was the 2-person men's team, Southern Torture, in a time of 4 hours, 40 minutes, and 24 seconds. Congratulations to all of the participants on a fierce virtual competition. We interviewed 8 highly accomplished ultra cyclists and event organizers from all around the globe, including American, Indian, Austrian, and Slovenian ultra racers. We learned a lot from each of their unique experiences and uncovered a lot of their tips and tricks to better our own ultra cycling adventures. 23,000 miles of double centuries and much more, all with asthma and a bad hip. In this episode, we'll learn how Kirsten Walker has managed to overcome the obstacles in her life to pursue her passion of riding ultras for so many years. Kirsten has ridden everything from the 1,200-kilometer Paris-Brest Paris to the Silver State 508, Leadville Mountain Bike Race, Dirty Kanza, Death Ride, and many more. Don't let anything stop you.
You know, I'm telling you, just getting that leg over the saddle was half the problem, you know, half the battle. But seemed like not having there's no weight on the hip. It seemed to be okay. There was times I'd be 100 miles into a ride and I'd start having some pretty good pain in the hip, and you know, bring on the heat. The warmer the better for me. When it's cold, it's a little bit difficult to breathe. and open up. My very first double, I remember coming into the fire station. I think that's around mile 165, I want to say. And I had hot foot for the first time.
Elephants, coffee beans, hangovers, the Himalayas, and ultra cycling in India. How are they all connected? Well, on today's episode, we'll find out how with Super Rhonda Neuse, Divya Tate, founder and director of Inspire India, the premier organizer of ultra cycling events in India, hosting the annual Deccan Cliffhanger, Ultra Spice Race, the Great Himalayan, and soon the Dunes 6, 12, and 24-hour time trial. Divya is also the founder of Audax India, while being the first Indian female Super Rhonda Neuse and double Super Rhonda Neuse, participant in Paris Brest Paris, and crew member and official at everything from the Race Across America to Race Across Europe. Divya has paved the way for Indian ultra cycling and is motivated to use ultra cycling as a tool for social transformation. It's truly inspiring.
I cycle, like I said, from 1992. Till about 2010, I just toured and commuted and generally fooled around on my cycle without really focusing on any kind of distance. So that's about 18 years of just fooling around. And in 2010 was when the first Brevet that took place in India was announced.
In episode 32, we chat with Jeffrey Ritter, a director and corporate secretary of the World Ultra Cycling Association and an ultra cyclist himself, with the recumbent bicycle being his ride of choice. And there's a hair-raising story to go along with that. For over 40 years, Jeffrey has practiced law with a focus on technology law and has taught at the University of Oxford and other graduate-level programs in the Washington, D.C. area here in the U.S. He's even testified before the U.S. Senate. His recent cycling achievements include winning the 12-hour recumbent U.S. National Time Trial Championship, fifth place overall in the 6-hour Nationals, and first place in the 12-hour recumbent World Championship in Borrego Springs, California. What we learn from Jeffrey is that it's okay to suffer.
And I thought it would be really cool to try to qualify at age 60 for the Race Across America frames based on the seat angle that the seat has. Now, this one is called a Silvio 3.0. The nice thing about the particular bike that I ride is you can pull your way up the mountain in much the same way that you would do so on a regular bike. You have to really get comfortable with being uncomfortable and discover that it's okay to suffer. So I was riding alone, and the next thing I knew, I woke up and I had gone over the side of a bridge.
If you like delicious cake or good coffee, then this episode is for you. The race around Lower Austria, or Niederösterreich as it's called, provides competitive ultra cyclists and their crews with a world-class race experience starting in the historic town of Weitra. Everything from a fast course through the four quadrants of Lower Austria to fierce competition with elite racers like Christoph Strasser and Philipp Kaider, who we had as a guest on the show in episode 23. They even serve free cake and coffee. Uniquely to this high-quality event, while just finishing its second edition in 2020, has been a pioneer for ultra cycling by live-streaming the entire 600-kilometer race, around 372 miles, with professional commentators, world-renowned cycling guests, and live interviews on the road with crews and racers. In this episode, we get an inside glimpse into the nuts and bolts of the race around Niederösterreich from the founders and organizers themselves, with sports journalist George Franschitz and his partner sports marketer Christian Troll, both ultra cyclists themselves. Okay, now a very important question. What are your favorite ride snacks? What do you enjoy eating while you ride?
Yeah, cake and coffee.
Oh, now you're talking my language. All right. Now, how about going downhill? Are both of you comfortable with going fast downhill? Do you know what your maximum speed down a hill has been before?
Mine is 96. Kilometers per hour?
98.9.
Ah, okay. So definitely got the need for speed there. And that's just about 61 and a half miles per hour.
They enjoyed it. And also Christoph, he stopped and it was he was too fast for us. He was there before we had finished our setup because he was ahead of his schedule.
We had all participants at the same time, producers. So they produced at the same time. Content, live content, and gave us a glimpse of what they are doing, what is their job. You need really good commentators. We had Uwe. He spoke almost 25 hours during the whole live stream. And
nowadays it's so easy. Nowadays it's so easy to make the call, use their cameras, use their mobile phones. They're all HD, so we could use HD if they have a good cell phone connection.
Adam Ashwell. We'll be hearing a lot more of his name in the years to come. This 17-year-old ultra cyclist has accomplished so much in a very short amount of time, and Oni has great things in store for his future. It was in 2015 that Adam was introduced to the famous Race Across America when he and his family set up Time Station number 30 in Fort Scott, Kansas, out of their home. Adam met Christoph Strasser and immediately fell into the RAM addiction. Since then, Adam has lost over 50 pounds and in just a couple short years has gone from riding over 200 miles in his first 24-hour time trial at just 9.9 miles per hour to racing a 100-mile century recently with an average speed of 21.2 miles per hour. Amazing. Adam has also competed in the Texas Time Trial 6-hour event, the Sebring 12-hour time trial, and the 60 VRAM race this year. Adam's story is nothing short of inspirational.
We rode, my group rode the first 38 miles at about a 23-mile-an-hour average, and it was very cold.
How many bicycles do you own, Adam?
I saw that question coming. I have six bikes.
Holy cow, six bicycles? Yeah. Are your parents buying all those for you?
No, I'm paying for all of them. I've had a few. One of them was given to me. I have a time trial bike. I have a gravel bike. I have two road bikes. I have a mountain bike.
Surprised you're able to do so much climbing there. You know, of course, Kansas is stereotypically known for being very flat and windy and I guess hot and humid and many other things.
So it's a round park. It's about a 1.5 mile loop. And I just go around it, 30 times, 40 times. Yeah. I tried when I was at Sebring, I did Insure and that got me in trouble. That mixed with goo roctane and water, and a Cliff Bar every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think I vomited probably 10 times maybe.
Holy cow.
In 12 hours. But I mean, I managed a little over 19 miles an hour, a lot of physical. Because if you just physically can't do it, then you just can't do it.
Humility, positivity, compassion, and the limitless boundaries of human endurance are all cornerstones of ultra cyclists and exemplified so well by today's guest, Srinivas Gokulnath. Originally from Bangalore, India, Srini currently serves in the Indian Army as an aerospace physician in South Sudan and holds the proud title of being the first Indian solo racer to complete the 3,000-mile race across America and the 2,200-kilometer race around Austria. Srini holds the Indian national record for cycling from the northern tip to southern tip of India from Leh to Kanyakumari and is also a UN peacekeeper and TEDx speaker. Srinivas has an ultra-cycling journey of unforgettable adventures fueled by his humility, passion, and resilience. And his story is one that you definitely want to hear.
You know that finishing Race Across America itself is a big accomplishment, but when you have an added bonus of, claiming that you're the first Indian, so it becomes much more special that way. I mean, the way I used to measure distance is the milestone, I know the rough distance from here to, when I was in Bangalore to Mysore was around 150 kilometers. So I used to keep a track of the milestones that are there. That is, I did so many kilometers and, so that way. I use Garmin Connect. I use Strava. And I also use Training Peak. And all the free versions.
16 years old and excited to carry on the legacy of an ultra legend. It's Nal Yure Robich, and his name says it all. Nal's father, the late Yure Robich, was the 5-time RAM champion and 24-hour world record holder, amongst his many other achievements, and his life and legacy continues to inspire all of us as ultra cyclists. On today's episode, we have the honor of speaking with Nal about his already 8 years of cycling experience on the road and on the dirt, and his future plans and ambitions for ultra cycling. We'll be joined by another ultra cycling legend from Slovenia, the one and only Marco Ballo, an elite ultra racer, Ram veteran, world record holder, coach, and previous guest on this show, who will be sharing his wisdom and experience as a mentor for Null and all of us.
He was also, you know, he was on the bike a lot. You know, he was doing trainings pretty much from the morning and, you know, 8-hour rides. You know, he was home at about, you know, 7. He still gathered that the rest of his energy, you know, to make me happy and, you know, play with me, you know, things like that. He did a good job.
Now, Marco, coming back to you, you were a road racer, UCI road racer from 1985 to 95. So that was 10 years. How old were you when you started that cycling career?
Old. I mean, for cycling, 18 years old. Huh. Actually, I did it for longer until 2003 was my last Tour de Slovenia, you know, the semi-professional. But I was probably 95 was... I said that year because that was the year that I got the job.
No, the longest ride I did was about 350 kilometers in one day. You know, it's maximum, but we started, you know, our training in, you know, like 7, 8 a.m. in the morning, and then we came back, you know, 7, 8 p.m. in the evening.
The man, the myth, the legend, Christoph Strasser, joins us to discuss his ultra cycling journey and the road that led him to become the famous 6-time Race Across America champion and record-setting ultra athlete that he is today. Amongst his many achievements, he is also a frequent keynote speaker and the author of the popular book, Strasser's Road, the story of the record-setting Race Across America winner. Christoph holds the 24-hour indoor record of 941 kilometers, which was the toughest thing he has ever done, and also held the outdoor road record for over 5 years with a distance ridden of 896 kilometers covered in 24 hours. Along the journey of his 9 Ram participations, he became the only 6-time champion and still holds the speed, time, and under 50 age category records for his 2014 performance with a total time of 7 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes. That was his second performance under 8 days and still the only ultra racer to ever break that time barrier. In this first episode with Christoph, we take a whirlwind tour of his ultra cycling career from Ram to Race Around Austria to world records, discussing training, nutrition, pacing, race strategy, and much more. It's a fun and candid conversation with the world's greatest ultra cyclist and just the beginning of our discussions. Stay tuned for the following episode.
I think the most important thing to be successful and to ride fast and strong is to do it a lot of years. You will improve from one year to the other. Mm. And patience is a very important thing in ultra cycling. Being patient with yourself and give yourself enough time to get better and stronger over the years. I have a great sponsor, Isit here Specialized. Oh, so yeah. I get 2 bikes every year, 2 new ones. And Wow. Yeah, some of the old ones are given away for charity reasons. Some of them were sold. So it always depends. Sometimes I have 3 or 4, sometimes I have 7 or 8, and sometimes I don't even know. So I learned that you should never have an open jersey. And in my earlier years, my jersey was always opened. It was like waving in the wind because it's much cooler for your body,
right,
but you lose so much energy with bad aerodynamics.
Congratulations to all the athletes and organizers featured on this show, and tailwinds for all of your upcoming adventures. We can't wait to have you back on the show. We've covered a lot of exciting ultra-minded content already, but there's still so much more to come. So stay tuned as we continue strong into the month of December. Featuring next, Hitendra Mahajan discusses breaking the world record for cycling the entire country of India from Kashmir in the north to Kanyakumari in the south, a total of 3,600 kilometers, roughly 2,200 miles, in a record time of 8 days, 7 hours, and 38 minutes. Afterwards, we chat with Rimek Shujaniski about the brand new ultra cycling event launching in 2021, the Race Around Poland, traversing 2,200 miles, or 3,554 kilometers, and climbing 33,000 meters, or 100,000 feet. We'll then hear from Jean-Philippe Soulet about the Ultra Bike Pursuit, a collection of bikepacking events through the beautiful and challenging Pyrenees Mountains of France, Spain, and Andorra. There's a lot more action still to come, so stay tuned, and I look forward to seeing you back out here on the Interroads. The Ultra Cycling Show is by Ultra Cyclists for Ultra Cyclists, so be sure to let us know about your own adventures. We'd love to feature your story, event, or ultra cycling news. Everyone is welcome, and we can't wait to get connected. Check out our website for a full list of episodes, our YouTube video library, and of course, follow us on Facebook to get the latest and greatest straight to your feed. And if you're on the go, be sure to download our audio episodes from your favorite podcast platform, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Until next episode, Ultra Family, keep spinning Ultra.